Hello, everyone. This is Stephen McGarvey for LifeAudio.com. Our highest priority at Life Audio is to create content that helps Christians find practical ways to apply their faith to all the challenges of life. And right now, it seems like there's no greater challenge we all face than the coronavirus global pandemic. In an effort to quickly respond to what could be the most critical issue of our time, we've partnered with pastor and author Daniel Darling to create this new podcast, Christians in a Time of Coronavirus. Dan is the Vice President of Communications at the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. And here he takes a look at the host of issues and problems created for us by this pandemic and how Christians can face them with courage and a hope for our future. While the national outlook seems bleak, we know that Christians can be a source of light in a time of darkness. We hope that this podcast can be a light for you and that you find it insightful and encouraging.
Hello and welcome back to this special podcast edition, Christians in a Time of Coronavirus. I'm Dan Darling, Vice President of Communications for the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, pastor as well here in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. And today, the passage that I'd like to read is from Psalm 46. And really, what I'd like to focus on is trusting God as our refuge in difficult times. When I think about the word refuge, a few things come to mind. I think of running through the rain, maybe in a parking lot, or maybe if you're on a hike in a at a state park, and just comes pouring down rain, and you have to like race to a shelter to go underneath. That's what I think of a refuge, escaping the rain. I also think of the times when I went to summer camp every year and worked as a dock boy and just doing all kinds of things. I think of refuge, that there'd be these violent storms all of a sudden, and you had to sort of race and run into the dining hall or into your cabin to get refuge. The Bible talks a lot about refuge. You think of a safe place, a place of protection. We recently had a tornado kind of rip through Nashville here, and when the sirens started going off in the middle of the night, my wife and I, you know, raced out of bed and woke our kids up, and we went downstairs into a downstairs bathroom, and we all kind of huddled in this small like half bathroom and waited out the storm. We actually heard the tornado like blow over us, and we were hiding in there because that was a place of refuge. We have several friends and folks who lost their homes, but survived because they were in a place where they were protected. Well, this is what the psalmist is talking about in Psalm 46, and I just want to read here. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the sea, though its water roars and foams and the mountains quake with its turmoil. There's a river, its streams delight the city of God, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is within her. She will not be toppled. God will help her when the morning dawns. Nations rage, kingdoms topple. The earth melts when he lifts his voice. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, see the works of the Lord who brings devastation on the earth. He makes war cease throughout the earth. He shatters bows and he cuts spears to pieces. He sets wagons ablaze. Stop your fighting and know that I am God, exalted among the nations, exalted on the earth. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. What a powerful passage. God being our refuge. I remember reading this verse on 9/11. I was in college. It was really the first big national crisis moment that I experienced. I remember my grandfather talking about the United States being attacked on Pearl Harbor and just wondered what that must have been like. And on 9/11, as a young man, I felt very vulnerable, right? I mean, being an American, United States, I'd always felt very safe. Like all the bad things that happen in the world don't happen here because we're safe in the United States. We're Americans. And just remember that bubble of protection being penetrated, essentially. And I think that's a little bit what we're feeling right now during this time of coronavirus, that this is a contagion that's spreading throughout the United States, throughout the world. And despite all of our economic might, all of our power, all of our great military and our great wise leaders and disease experts, we're somewhat powerless to stop it from spreading, even though we're doing all the social distancing and all the appropriate things that we need to be doing, shutting things down. There's a sense of vulnerability that we have and fear. And this verse is really helpful for us. God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. He's our refuge and our strength. So not only can we hide and be protected with God, but he is our strength. He can give us strength during those difficult seasons. Now, God being a refuge does not mean we will not endure hardship or trial or suffering. In fact, sometimes suffering and hardship is promised for the Christian in this life. But God can be a refuge in the sense that we can take shelter under his wings, in the sense that we can have peace, that whatever we're going through, as difficult and hard as it is, we can endure because we know he is good and he will carry us home. And he gives us strength, the strength to endure. When you see someone that's going through tremendous hardship, physical trial, health challenges, maybe a cancer diagnosis, and there are just some people that have great strength, Christians who have great strength, you know that that's not really their strength, that's God's strength working through them. He's a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Sadly, that's often when we do seek after God, is when we're in times of trouble. But he's a helper who can be found. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the sea, though its water roars and foams and the mountains quake with its turmoil. He's saying if the entire world is shaken upside down, if our entire world is upside down, if the worst possible thing that could happen to us happens to us, we will not be afraid. That doesn't mean we're reckless. That doesn't mean we don't have fear. And sometimes trauma and terror, those are all human experiences. That doesn't mean we don't rage at things like death and evil. I mean, Jesus, when he's looking at the corpse of his friend Lazarus, is angry at sin and death. He's angry at the death, which Paul calls the last enemy. So it's not that we don't have fear. Fear can be good, right? Fear is why I lock my doors at night. Fear is why we go to the doctor. Fear is why we have boundaries for our kids, right? Because we want to protect them, protect ourselves. But there can be an unhealthy fear, a kind of trembling and nervous worry and all that. And the Bible says we will not be afraid. Why? Because though all these things happen, there's a river, its streams delight the city of God, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is within her. She will not be toppled. In other words, we are the people who are looking forward to that city with a river that's described in the book of Revelation as the New Jerusalem. We are the people that Hebrews says of the martyrs who looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. It's one of my favorite passages. We have what theologians call that eschatological hope. We look ahead and we look forward and know that Jesus is coming to renew and restore the world. So this is why we're not afraid. This is why we're not gripped by fear. Nations rage. Kingdoms topple. Listen, kingdoms come and go. Countries come and go. Political parties come and go. As much as I love America, and there's nobody more patriotic than I am. Like, when I hear the national anthem at a ball game, I get misty-eyed 4th of July. I have all the feels when I hear Lee Greenwood or anybody else do the patriotic songs. I love it. But America will not be forever. The only kingdom that is forever is the kingdom of God. Nations will rage. Kingdoms will rise and fall. Kingdoms topple, the psalmist said. The earth melts when he lifts his voice. In other words, we do not have to be afraid and tremble with fear because Christ is Lord of creation. He's Lord over the virus, the coronavirus. God who can calm the ocean, the sea, who can raise the dead, who feeds his people in the wilderness, is Lord of creation, the one who formed the stars. He is not wringing his hands over a virus. He is bigger than a virus. And so, even though we're trying to stop it and we're trying to find medical remedies for it, and we should be, and our heroic healthcare workers and scientists and doctors are working feverishly day and night to combat this, we know that ultimately God is Lord of creation. And this is what gives us hope. This doesn't mean that we don't lament and we don't get downcast and we don't get fearful. Well, these are human emotions. Doesn't mean we're this kind of false cheeriness that everything's okay, everything's fine. Everything's not fine. Everything's not okay. Things are hard. But we are the people. Christians are the people of hope. Christians are the people of hope. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Think about that. The psalmist is saying, there are nations that are raging. You know, he doesn't sugarcoat it. There are bad things. There are evil people. But the Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. What a powerful, powerful truth and a powerful promise. And then he says, come see the works of the Lord, who brings devastation on the earth. He makes war cease throughout the earth. Come see the works of the Lord. Man, in these times, we have to rest in the refuge that is God, and rest in the refuge and the strength that is Jesus. And come see the works of the Lord. What is God going to do in this moment to raise up his church, to bring people to himself? God is active and alive in this generation, in this moment, in this time of coronavirus. He makes war cease throughout the earth. He shatters bows and cuts spears to pieces. He sets wagons ablaze. Stop your fighting and know that I am God, exalted among the nations. Stop scheming and worrying and trying to live this out in your own strength, and know that I am God, exalted among the nations, exalted on the earth. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. What a great, great promise. I hope that encourages you today. I hope if you're fearful, I hope if you're enduring hardship, I hope if you've lost your job or you're got someone who has coronavirus who's not doing well, or if it's just great uncertainty in your life or great hardship or trauma or trial, or may not even be related to the coronavirus that you're suffering, that you can know that the God of Jacob is your stronghold. Thank you for listening to this edition of Christians in a Time of Coronavirus.
Thanks for listening to Christians in a Time of Coronavirus, a production of LifeAudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you like what you've heard today, we hope that you'll share our podcast with your friends. And we'd love for you to leave us a review so more listeners can find us. To learn more about Dan Darling's books, projects, and podcasts, head over to his website, danieldarling.com, or check out the show notes of this episode. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and me, Stephen McGarvey. It was edited by Stephen Sanders. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.